My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are coming your way live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead. We'll be here until 7 o'clock. And as Mike said to the guys, Andy and Randy, in the crossover there, Arthur Blank, our owner, is going to join us today, Mike. Now, I'm assuming he was ecstatic about the win with the Eagles.
He was on the sideline. If I owned the team, I'd be on the sideline the whole friggin' game.
Every game.
The last 5 minutes.
Every game. And we get a chance to talk to him. We'll ask him, obviously, about our team, but he is going into the Ring of Honor on Sunday. It is a big day, not only for the Falcons taking on the Chiefs, but also for our owner. So we'll get a chance to talk to Arthur Blank in the 5 o'clock hour. We are looking forward to that. Also along the way, guys, you'll hear from Coach. He joined us late in the show yesterday. Raheem Morris, they practiced, time changed a little bit.
Right.
He came in the 6 o'clock hours, almost at the end of the hour, and we'll let you hear what he had to say. Very enthusiastic, and I think, Mike, if you start looking at this game on Sunday, we're going to dive in a little bit more today and obviously tomorrow. I feel really good, man. I feel good about where we're at.
Right.
I'm not telling you we're going to kill or smash the Chiefs, but if we play up to our capability, we not only have a chance to win this game, I think we can show people some things around the country.
Look, I mean, you saw what Kirk Cousins, even with not being 100%, he's capable of getting you into a game-winning drive. We never go down the field for a touchdown. It's 8 years since last time we did that. By the way, look at my man over here. Look at my player over here with three girls, like Charlie's Angels, and he's Bosley over here. Look at this cat. They're sucking out of Manhattan over there. Very jelly. But no, Carl, this is something that, you know, you're right. I think this instills a sense of confidence in the team, a boost. I mean, I think a lot of guys feel great. You know, the preseason kind of extended, unfortunately, into that Steelers game, but again, let's flush it. Now I think regardless, win or lose, it's going to be entertaining. I think it's going to be competitive. And when you're going up against the world champs, you need some breaks. You got to make your own breaks. But I'm with you. I give us a puncher's chance. I think the ESPN nerds have got us at 58% chance for the Chiefs. What does that even mean? We're the home team. We're a 3.5. Was it Chris? 3.5-point dog? I'll take that. I'll take that all day.
I will, too. We are live again at Twin Peaks. Hit us up, guys. Mike Bell, ATL. That's Mike on social media. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. And this radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Here's the deal. Kirk Cousins was asked about what he told Troy Aikman. I want you guys to hear this because everybody was like, oh, he told Troy. This is how he attempted at least to clarify
okay.
those comments. This is Kirk Cousins on what he said to Troy Aikman.
Referring to the fact that the rust and the red jersey factor, I think that what happened a little bit was the season, you know, Raheem was doing such a good job of stay away from the quarterback. He's got a red jersey. All camp, not just for me, but for all the quarterbacks. And so we got this kind of false sense of, oh, I got all this space. You know, this is nice. And I think in the game, they don't, you know, you're not getting that. And the telephone booth shrunk. And I think there was a little bit of a, you know, I've got to get to where the rust is off and I'm more comfortable being used to that environment since it has been since week 8 of last year. And so that's probably more what I was referring to. But, you know, I do feel really good from the physical standpoint.
Okay.
Well, he looked good.
Right. Certainly that drive, there's no limitations.
No.
All the throws you need a man to make.
And again, sometimes we play this, right? It's the telephone game. We talk about it all the time. I say something. Mike says something. You go, did you hear that on Dukes and Bell? They said this guy sucks. We didn't exactly say that. Okay? We talked about a player. We said this is what they need to improve on. Maybe in that conversation with Troy, that's what he got out of it, and he ran with it.
I talked to Kirk Cousins before the game. Says he's not 100%, but he feels he's close to 100% in the pocket. That's what Troy said.
That's what he said.
And look, I like Kirk. And the reason I like Kirk is, you know, what's that line from Scarface when he's down there in Bolivia? I like you, Montana. There's no lying in you.
Yes.
Kirk just lets it all hang out. Part of the reason we had to go through the rigmarole with the NFL is he kind of spilled the beans that he was talking to somebody with the training staff before he technically signed the contract. So I'm not saying Kirk's a big mouth, but as a big mouth, I recognize a lovable big mouth. And I think that he just let it all hang out. And he walked it back there talking to Atlanta media.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. He probably wasn't 100%. Zach won't admit it, but they probably tried to tailor the game plan to maybe get around what he couldn't do, and then we found out he could do it, and he did it.
Yeah,
and now we can roll with it.
We can roll with it. As far as what he did on the way home, everybody was asking this question yesterday. We were up there at Flowery Branches, Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We said, did anybody get any sleep? We asked Darnell Mooney this question. He was like, man, oh, some people did. It was like that adrenaline. Kirk Cousins said he watched the game tape, Mike, with the O-line on the plane on the way back. Listen to this.
I was watching it on the plane, certainly, all cracking jokes with Jake Matthews and Drew Dahlman and Caden Ellis who were sitting around me. We're kind of a combination, but I was watching and had my notes and thoughts, and there's just, you know, football's such a situational deal. So it was third down, it was red zone. It wasn't every play, you know, and there were reasons maybe in third down or red zone that certain plays didn't turn out as well as I'd hoped, but those are some of the plays I wanted to be better at.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you watch the tape, right? You go back, you want to correct those mistakes. Some of those things, Mike, that we missed out on, they'll go back to it against the Chiefs, and hopefully we're able to execute it. The funny thing is, Zach Robinson, our offensive coordinator, spoke to the media as we get ready for the Chiefs on Sunday. All of the action right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and Mike and I will be doing a live show from 1 until 4 on Sunday.
Yeah, man, Signia is that brand-new luxury hotel on Northside. Is it luxurious, Mike? Yes. Jersey Mike says it's luxurious, Carl. We'll be in the Nest. That's on the fourth floor. So if you're coming down, and I understand everyone has their tailgate routine, but if you are on Northside, we're going to be there 1 to 4. So you got plenty of time to swing on over if you're hanging out in the Home Depot backyard. Just come on by and say hi and have a cocktail or two or three and then get back to your thing. But we'll be there 1 to 4.
For sure. Looking forward to it. Here's Zach Robinson, our OC, talking about he didn't know, Mike, that formation conversation would get everybody in a tizzy last week.
You know, we were in here and it was a big deal. I didn't even really know, you know, what was going on. And somebody told me before I walked in, you know, I don't have any social media or anything. I didn't even know about it. But we'll operate however we can operate week to week based on, you know, crowd noise, based on the different timings of snap points. We felt like that first week we had a bunch of different, you know, snap points that we wanted to be in the pistol. So we'll be versatile. We'll continue to mix it up and find out whatever's best, you know, that given week versus the given schemes that we're playing against.
I think there's a partial truth there. I think that I'll go back to what we said just now. I think they thought because of Kirk there were some things they weren't prepared to do just yet, and they realized against the Eagles that's not going to fly. Pardon the pun. So they went to, you know, the stretch zone rush, everything we thought we were going to see in week one. It just took an extra week. And maybe some of that was on Zach, you know, and getting familiar with his guy and getting comfortable with it. Look, in the first two weeks, Kyle Pitts has scored a touchdown, right? We've seen Mooney become a big factor. He scored a touchdown. Drake London scored a touchdown. And we've seen our boy Bijan come up with over 220 yards from scrimmage. Only thing missing maybe is a Bijan touchdown in the red zone that we were close against the Steelers. Big tackle by, I think it was Porter. But, I mean, almost everything's happening. I think you and I touched on this yesterday. More Pitts, but it's a long season. And hopefully that's all about matchups and individual matchups against defenses we're going to see.
No doubt. It's Dukes and Bell, guys, talking about our Falcons. We'll get you caught up on the Braves, who did win last night. They are playing early today, and we'll talk to Grant McCauley a little bit later on. Hopefully we're able to get another one as Chris Sale's on the mound, Mike, adding to that resume, right?
Yeah,
that's what this is about.
He's NL Cy Young. End of story.
Yeah, I think so, too. Also, along the way, coming up, we'll talk to Barbara Dooley at 4 o'clock. And listen, dogs off this week, but this is a big week, man. I mean, they cannot go into next week and look unprepared. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. Kirby's one of these guys that you give him extra time. He's like Nick Saban. He's going to take advantage of it. But, Mike, if they do, and if they have any semblance of what we saw in Kentucky, Dog fans are going to be worried. This is a big week. So as we talk about what's coming up with Bama, we'll get Barbara's opinion on all the stuff that's been going on around college football. Hey, man. We're live at Twin Peaks, Buckhead. We'd love to get a chance to see you. We had a couple of guests on the show maybe about a month and a half ago or so, and we told you guys there was this amazing event, this softball game that was going on.
Right.
And believe it or not.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Up at Cool Ray Field in Lawrenceville coming up on Sunday.
It's that time. And so we're going to talk to Neil Shepard. He's the MC. We'll get all the information for you because I know a lot of people hit us up that week when we had those guys on. Saying,
country music stars.
How do we go?
Pro wrestlers, local star athletes, retiree, you know, guys from the NFL, NBA, MLB, all going to be there. And it's for a fantastic cause.
Swing for a Cause, celebrities and softballs. A softball game is going on at Cool Ray Field. We'll tell you more about it. Neil's going to join us. And also, we'll get you caught up on the latest headlines. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell. Possible. We are live at Twin Peaks. We were just discussing some of the things we are seeing out there in the ether about this Diddy case, which is crazy.
Oofa.
And so we were just having a conversation amongst ourselves, and you caught the tail end of it.
Yeah, his late wife, who passed away in 2019, apparently kept a diary and also kept some videotapes, and apparently someone's going to turn that into a book. So stay tuned on that. We'll get more to that in Guy Talk coming up. But we got more important things to talk about, including a very special event coming up on Sunday.
That we do. Neil Shepard is the MC of this event, and Neil is here with us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We had these guys in studio. They were so much fun, and so many celebrities are going to be a part of this. So let's talk about the where, when, why of this event, Neil, before we get into some of the things that are going to take place on Sunday at Cool Ray Field. Who's going to be there, and what does this benefit?
Well, first of all, I wish I was there with you guys. We had a blast last time with you. Got to connect right with you more often, but the event coming up is going to be truly special. There's going to be, I mean, Big Block was there, AJ was there. There's going to be tons of celebrities, veterans, and former athletes and current athletes that are just all coming together for one great cause of supporting veterans, because we know that how much veterans mean to us, and it's just a good time to actually show that. And four different charities that we're involved with are just giving back to help facilitate just a better footing on life post supporting us.
And we mentioned to guys, you know, Sunday the Falcons are on at night, so there's plenty of time to be up to Gwinnett at Cool Ray Field. Go to SFAC, that's Swing for a Cause-Atlanta.com. Steel Woods, Brian Martin, Taylor Honeycutt, Sam Donald, Tennessee Jet going to be there. You're going to have great live music. We talked to the wrestlers and everything. It's all going down Sunday. Tickets just $25. That's a great deal, because there's a bunch of games with all these celebrities basically all sort of all integrated into these teams.
Absolutely, yeah. We got six games scheduled, a home run derby, jam-packed day. It's going to be a full day from start to finish. I'm excited to see how the celebrities and veterans and all the different personalities that we're going to have here, how they intertwine and mingle. I'll have to be there keeping them stirred up, keeping the energy level high, keeping everything going great. The home run derby is going to be a great time, too. I want to see who can swing it and hit the ball deep. So just a full-on day. I'm not really needed, I don't think, y'all. I want to be there doing my thing, but everyone that's involved is going to keep the energy level great.
No doubt about it. We're talking with Neil Shepherd, guys. He's the MC of this amazing event, again, supporting veterans. And we do that all the time on this show, when we can, and certainly in the community, and which is one of the reasons we got behind this. As far as the performances, I've been asked this, I know, since you guys came in and spoke with us. Are these local bands? What are the performances that people can expect?
Honeycutt and the Steel Woods, they're both, I guess, not mainstream known as much so, but I've done some time listening to their music, and it's really good. It's got just good country and soulful music. It's going to be a really good time to relax after a full long day of just checking out all the events with the softball going on. A good time just to wind down and see a great concert. It's going to be right outside Cool Ray, so okay. We'll have a nice big area for that going on as well. So really something for everyone from 10 o'clock to, I don't know how long we're going to last, 8 or 9, 10 o'clock, y'all. It's going to be a full day.
I'm looking at one of the teams. So you got six teams. You got the red, white, and blue. You got different types of camo. Just give you an idea, Carl, one of the squads. I guess Arn Anderson will be the cleanup hitter in this one. You got Dan Severin, Ryan Klesko. I mean, it's just really cool. And there's a lot of veterans that are in there. Of course, veterans get a ton of applause. We talked about like guys like Jarius Norwood, Brian Jordan. A lot of dudes you saw here. Michael Haynes going to be there as well. So it's going to be a blast, guys. Go to S.
Yep.
The Babs will be there, man. As Archie used to say, the SS Babino. Go to sfac-atlanta.com.
Neil, we appreciate you stopping by. We are glad that this thing is finally here. It seems like it was a long time ago. It was maybe about a month and a half ago when we had you guys in studio. So we are just looking forward to the response and the public coming out and being a part of this and raising more awareness and certainly some money for supporting vets, man. So thank you guys, and we look forward to being a part of this as you guys continue to grow it.
Thank you so much. This was strategically planned, over a year ago to happen on this weekend on a Sunday with no Georgia home game going on. So Sunday, just a great time to find a little bit of window to come out and support a great call.
Right on, man. Again, guys, that's sfac-atlanta.com. And if you don't get the tickets online, you can walk up, basically. You can go right to the ticket booth at Cool Ray, $25, and take it all in. And our buddy John Rock is going to be there, too.
Yeah.
He's part of one of the camo teams, Carl, so watch out.
We just heard from Rocker a couple of days ago. He used to do a regular show weekly with us a few years back, and John's a really good dude, man. I know everybody got all caught up back in the day. What was that, Mike? 2000?
Yeah, that was the SI article back in the day with Perlman, which got things kind of sideways. I think, if I read the rosters right, I think Zinno, the Unholy Alliance, is on the team with Rocker.
Is he playing?
So this was wrestling. It would be the North-South connection.
Yeah, I think Zinno, he told me he was playing when you were out. That's correct.
Right.
All right, man. More information about that online if you want to. Check it out. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. As we mentioned, coming up, we'll replay Raheem Morris and what he had to say to us yesterday as coach stopped by. Mike, what do you think is because somebody asked me today, I was on in Kansas City, and they said, the Falcons win if. And it was really one of those, like, I had to pause for a minute and go, and then I was like, look, if Bijan is over 100 yards, guys, right, he had 97 against the Eagles, and if our defense can, again, stop the run, which is what we've done, right, even in the loss of the Steelers, I don't think they ran it as effectively as they wanted to, but they didn't challenge us downfield either. I feel like we'll have a really good shot because no Isaiah Pacheco in this game. Hmm. I'm wondering who the Chiefs turn to and say, hey, that's the guy we're going to rely on these big run plays, or especially, you know, short yardage plays, Mike. But Kelsey's the other thing. We got to contain him. I know he's not off to a great start. He's got four catches on the year, guys. And most people go, well, something's wrong with Kelsey. Nothing's wrong with Kelsey. You cannot go into this game and think that that's the situation.
No, his numbers were a little funky at times last year. As we said, in the first game of the season against the Ravens, for whatever reason, and it was effective, they kind of used him as a bit of a decoy to get their other tight end involved, and it actually worked out. Chris Jones has got one sack on the season. Karlaftis has one sack. I would say if there was something, if you're going to give me a key or a cue, I would say – we saw T.J. Watt kind of, you know, really dictate things. And I think some of that was by virtue of the game plan, which didn't help. And then the silent count. And they just, like, in the huddle, we talked about that. So negate Chris Jones. Negate their pass rush. Can you stymie their pass rush the way we did with the Eagles? Now, some of that was the Eagles, you know, lack of aggressiveness after that zero coverage blitz, which resulted in the touchdown we talked about yesterday with Darnell Mooney. But let's just hope we can handle their defensive pressure. I think then we get into a shooting match that goes into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they will blitz. They're not going to sit back like the Eagles did.
Nope.
And I'm sure Kirk Cousins and company, they'll be prepared for it and be ready, but they're not going to do what the Eagles did when you talk about a lack of blitzing throughout the course of the game. And by the way, they'll pick their spots. Right. I mean, Spags is one of the best defensive coordinators in the game, man. I mean, you don't win these Super Bowls without Spagnuolo. He's going to plot and scheme to get after Cousins, and I think that is something else. As we talk about the Falcons win if – that is going to be something else. You got to handle those moments.
Well, you know, let's think about us also as being the hammer and not the nail. Setting the tone with Darnell Mooney's speed, with Drake London's route running. You know, maybe this is a game where Pitts gets back in the end zone. And then, you know, as we said, Bijan's done everything but score a touchdown in the first two games. So I'm just excited about seeing, I think, Zach Robinson. You know, look, let's call it what it is. This was his second game as an offensive coordinator.
Sure, sure.
I think everyone expects this, you know, just because you play the Madden, you know, franchise or season mode doesn't mean in just two games all of a sudden you've figured everything out. But I tell you what, when you got a guy like Kirk Cousins and you let the man cook, I think we found something there. Let's do that again on Sunday night.
Big O, speaking of Zach Robinson, let's hear what he had to say about how he felt the offense flowed in this Eagles game. And then he talked about making adjustments, Mike, which is something I think to just, you know, people feels like, most fans feel like that happens all the time. Not everybody does that. Sometimes these guys go in at halftime and there's no adjustments. It's just, hey, we got to play better.
Right.
But he talked about the offense and the way it flowed in the Philly game.
You know, obviously when you can stay ahead of the chains running the football, that's incredibly important and frees you up to call really anything. And so that offensive line, the way they responded across the board was lights out. So that's part of the reason is we wanted to be more efficient on the early downs so that we weren't in those, you know, get back on track and the second and longs and the third and longs. We put ourselves in a ton of those situations against the Steelers, against a very good front that, you know, really hamstrings what you can call. So those guys being able to stay ahead of the chains and have some efficiency on the early downs was the biggest reason why we stayed in a good rhythm.
He's right about that. I mean, I don't care if it's the Chiefs or the worst defense in the league, Carolina. You cannot be in third and 11 every series, Mike. You,
no.
You cannot be
behind the schedule. And that's what it was against a lot of that game in the Steelers.
Yep.
And then, you know, we never got to see the full offense because we had three bad turnovers. You know, we had those two picks and we had the one where we botched the snap. So, yeah, that's why I keep saying it. Flush the Steelers and presume that game is that's an extension of just not being rusty and not being ready because of couldn't get our veterans and our OC together for preseason. If we can continue, and again, if you see Kirk Cousins, Carl, getting to 100%, probably still not 100%, probably not even close to 100%. Not going to, you know, say it. He kind of walked back what he said to Troy Aikman, as we said to start the show. I think the future's bright, man. Hey, I just want to go 2-2 the first four games. That's all I was looking for.
I'm going for 3-1.
Well, I mean, but yes, after Monday night, everyone says the sky's the limit. But I'm still very happy with going 2-2, and then we get into the schedule where we should be the team kicking some butt.
Hopefully we are. Here's Zach Robinson on making adjustments against Philly. This is what he talked about to us yesterday.
Yeah, there was a few adjustments here and there. You know, they started present different looks naturally. you know, throughout the game. But there was great communication really all throughout the game with the coaches, with the run game guys downstairs, with the guys upstairs. So we were able to quickly adjust, hey, here's what we're going to get to on this upcoming drive, preview this with the guys downstairs. So it was really clean, crisp operation, and just hoping to continue to build on that.
Yeah, and you'll hear Raheem talk about, Mike was asking about going forward on fourth down and how Raheem told us yesterday, you know, everybody's on the headset. He's like, let's go. We got the play in. Right. You know, there seems to be this seamless communication right now. Everybody's on the same page, Mike, and that's good. I don't feel that way, and it's an Eagles issue, that the Eagles are. I don't feel like that is the same with what they're doing or attempting to do offensively with Kellen Moore and Sirianni. For us, everybody says this is the direction we're headed in, and we're going to call this, and we're going to go with it. Right. I think that's important.
I think the defense is one thing we're really feeling good about. You know, I mean, I get it. Jalen Hurts presents, and we talked about it with Coach Ra. You'll replay the interview. You'll hear it. Coach Rod talked about it. We know that kind of quarterback, those are just things. He's going to get his plays. You get that. Just like, you know, Lamar Jackson gets his plays.
Correct.
And hopefully, we know that, you know, there's going to be plays where Patrick Mahomes is going to buy some time back from the pocket. You know, the defense comes, takes one step forward. He goes over the top to a tight end, whatever. His receivers do such a great job in Kansas City are coming back to him. So you know what you got to do. There's a degree of improvisation for all the things that Andy Reid comes up with. That's why Patrick Mahomes has got a chance of going back-to-back-to-back Super Bowl champs.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's why he is so good. Hey, we're going to come back. We're going to hit some headlines. Braves in action against Cincy. They win last night. We'll hear from some of the guys there. Also, we got Thursday Night Football, man. Jets, Patriots.
Who are you rooting for in this one?
Ugh.
Sorry, Chris. I guess the Jets.
Yeah, maybe. After last week, I don't know. All right, we're coming back. We're live at Twin Peaks and Buckhead, guys. Hanging out at one of our favorite places, Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Guess where we are tomorrow, Mike Bell?
Oh, that'd be Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
Yes, sir.
So for folks up in that neck of the woods on the north end, come on down and join the party. May I recommend the mozzarella bites, or as I like to say to the servers, give me the cheese balls.
They're good.
Oh, my God. I could live on these things. And they're really good, too, if you're planning a long night of hitting it hard. That soaks up, kind of lays a nice foundation for what you're planning.
Is that something you're planning?
Yes, I'm going to hit it hard. I did a lot of yard work today, man. I was like Mike Green Thumb today out
there,
man. I think Becky's still playing golf. Did I tell you about the knockout at Home Depot?
God, I hope she's still playing golf. No, man, tell me about it.
No, I had Ike. I always take Ike. Ike loves to go down to Home Depot, sniff around and stuff. You know, what's going on? You know, and so I had the long leash. So I'm getting some fertilizer and some pine straw and stuff. And all of a sudden, he's like, oh, what a lovely dog. And I come around the corner, and there's like this, like, smoke show blonde and like Daisy Dukes, and like she's been digging the dirt. She had like boots on. And
what is this? Is this a real story? Is this a movie you watch?
It's called A Thursday at the Peachtree City Home Depot.
I mean, the way you describe it, I'm like, did you watch this last night, or did this actually happen? I came around the corner and there she was with Daisy Dukes on.
I mean, she had shorts. I mean, it was like stuff showing, but it was, you know, it was pretty, you know, it was good looking outfit there. And of course,
and let me guess, she said, how are you, sir?
And she said, oh, my
God. You're so attractive.
What an amazing dog. Then she said, I, you know, I could really use a shoulder rub. I've been planting begonias. Yeah. And I said, let me help you with that.
That's a good movie, man. Send that link, will you?
No, it's one of those, I'm having a good day. You'd be very proud of me. I finally gave up on this patch of grass I've been trying to grow for 4 years. I said, that's it. Any grass that did grow, I ripped it out, and now it's a bed of pine straw.
Oh, very nice.
So, you know, you just got to put up the white flag on some things, you know, and just stop killing yourself with zoysia or fescue or Bermuda.
You,
just kill it.
Because it'll cost you $1 jillion. My grass is finally coming back because we had those trees done. And so they were going through the front and the side and all this stuff. And so, like, they had this huge, you know, I say huge, just like this little tractor. But they drove through the yard.
Right.
Well, those areas damn near killed the grass. But I'm not complaining because I needed the trees down. So I'm like, hey, can you go? And so now it's finally coming back. But to your point, man, yeah, you got to make a decision. But tell me more about Daisy Dukes.
No, anyway, young lady just moved here from Birmingham.
Yes.
And I literally just moved to the area.
That's a lot of info.
Well, we later met up at the cash register,
okay,
at the checkout.
I'm just saying, you know? Man. You went from I turned the corner to she's from Birmingham.
No, we just you know, sometimes when you're at a Home Depot, sometimes you
like
ships in the night. We were strangers in the night. You know, so, and then later on, and she's just rubbing Ike's, you know, chest and belly. And Ike, of course, when Ike sees a hot chick, he immediately flops on his back.
Okay.
And it's belly rub time. I did the same thing. Usually they call the cops. But anyway, so it was a good day at Home Depot.
That sounds like it. Did you get what you needed? Or did you completely forget what you needed?
You bet I did.
Okay. All right.
I got sweet affirmation.
I just wanted to know. Because I've done that where I've gone in. I have specific things I need. And then I get distracted. Not like that. And then I realized I didn't get anything I needed.
No, she was asking me, like, where do you go here in Peachtree? She had literally just moved to Peachtree City.
Well, let me show you.
And I said, well, there's Palmer's, there's Hobnob, there's, if you like French, there's Pascal's, there's a million places here.
Yeah.
You know, and so that was it. So I was kind of like Mr. Chamber of Commerce,
okay,
just showing someone where to go down in Peachtree.
Have you checked your DMs? Just asking. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Big O's back at the studio. He is our engineer, our on-site engineer. Jersey Mike's hanging out with us. Tinker's out here. Dude, he said he had a job. I don't believe this guy.
Well, I will say this. These guys, if he's going back to work, we're not going to tell you what Tinker does, but he does work for a living. They're drinking water. So it's not like we have seen some contractors come in, whether we're doing the show here or at Hooters, and the guy will be like, whoa, tequila and beers. And it's like, all right, guys, we got to get back to the job site. I hope that's not my house.
I agree.
You know, as we always say, I hope you're not working on a load-bearing structure.
Yeah, so he's out here hanging out. Tinker, glad to see you, man. Glad that you're out here hanging out with us. You can come out here as well. And also Turtle, our executive producer. Big O, let's hit some headlines.
And by the way, let's give a shout-out to APD, who just swung by, our men in blue, having a nice tasty lunch and getting back on a job.
Awesome, man. Can they do something about that ticket I got? Hey, let's hear from Marcell Ozuna, who, by the way, snapped his streak. Maybe it was a Dukes and Bell bounce because we talked about it.
26 days without a home run.
Yeah, and then 19 games, that is, without an RBI. That changed last night. Here's Ozuna.
For most people, came out of nowhere. Marcell Ozuna, high, deep, left center field, at the wall.
Braves win last night 7-1, but he wasn't the only one, guys. Harris went deep. This put us up 5-1 in this game. Ultimately, we win 7-1.
Michael Harris, wave goodbye to that thing. Dear goodness, that was crushed.
Nice. Yeah, and it was.
It was.
Muddy Harris, I mean, we talked about, you know, this team. And by the way, Friday we'll see Ozzie Albies in Miami, and that's great news. They said that he's already raking in Gwinnett. It was funny because Chris and I were just talking before the show with you. I said, look, I don't know what these rehab starts are. If he can hit a home run in Gwinnett, he's ready to go, and we need him. We're hanging on by a thread behind the Mets. Need to make some hay. Carl, I got to keep it within two games for the three up at Citi Field.
No
That'd
doubt
be nothing
about it.
Else.
Yeah, well, and Mike, we're chasing the Mets and the D-backs, right?
Right.
That's it's not just the Mets. The D-backs are
I'm just
too.
Hoping to get in this thing, but, I mean, yeah, I'm kind of locked in that we would be the you know, if we can make it, six seed taking on the Brewers. Brewers clinched the division, as you guys know, so it's just – it's frustrating because you can see when the regular stars, Olsen's a star, Muddy Harris is a star, when they can do their job, this team can make things happen like Ozuna last night. You just can't depend on guys. Merrifield, he's on one pin. You know, he's got literally you got backups that are injured.
Yeah, he probably, to be quite honest, shouldn't be playing, but he's doing it because, you know, they said you can play, you're not gonna damage this thing anymore. I'm not sure, Mike, if he would ever admit, you know, hey, he's just out there. But you're right.
Doctor said he can go. Eli White, if you didn't see it, makes a nice leaping grab. It may or may not have cleared the home run fence in Cincinnati, but a lot of good things happening last night.
Schwelle also six innings and gave up one run. Schwellenbach did a good job. Chris Sale on the hill today. We'll talk with Grant later in the show.
It looks like they're in control. Don't want to jinx it, but Sale's doing a good job.
All right, let's talk about Coach Ra. You'll hear his interview with us coming up next hour. He was talking to us yesterday up at Flowery about the communication, not just between him and the offensive coordinator and Jimmy Lake, the DC, everybody. Here's what he said.
Chief of Operations,
yes,
Steve
right.
Skarnecki, he has the ability to communicate me throughout the whole down the distance. And Burb comes to me and talked about what we should be doing. We really wanted to be really aggressive at 4th and 3.
Right.
4th and 4 came up. I said, let's be aggressive. Let's go for it. I was able to get it to Zach. Communicate with him. He was clear. He was decisive. It was a calming moment for us all. We were able to get it. We progressed to the backside, hit Ray on a big play. And that's the confidence you got to have in your guys. And, like, if you could do some of those things to be able to talk to your people throughout the game, make those decisions, it makes it a lot easier on all of us if you can be decisive, if you can be fast, if you can be clear and concise and do all the things you want to do. And I thought that was really good by our guys.
And, of course, we were talking about that 4th and 4 you mentioned where they don't mess with it. He gets the Zach. He gets on the horn. He, as he's just told you how the process goes, knows where they're at. And that play took a second to develop. You had to hold, you know, to give him a pocket to let, you know, let the receiver come across and get the catch.
Let me ask you, going into this game, you know, it is Mahomes. Do you take more shots like that because you know he's capable of bringing you back, whether it's 3 or 6 or 7? And I'm not saying you just go for it on every 4th down. Right. but you got to pick your spots depending on right. who you're playing, right?
I think enough teams in the last 5 years have tried to take the air out of the ball and keep yep. them off the field. Yep. But all he needs is, we've seen it, 60 seconds, he's there. You know, I get it. Without having Pacheco and they don't have their full complement, I keep worried about, you know, that Xavier Worthy out of Texas,
who's good,
showed you his speed element on the kickoff game on Thursday. But I just think you play your game. I don't think you try to – yeah, we want to run the ball. We want to run more. Sure, we would run some clock. Who doesn't want to have an eight-minute drive, right, and
Correct.
Keep them off the field?
Correct. And that's going to be, I think, also part of the game plan. We'll hear from Jesse Simmons. I'm talking about
If you put Jesse Bates and Simmons together, you get Jesse Simmons, the ultimate safety.
Justin Simmons, who was talking about Bates and what he right. means. And then he answered the question about why Mahomes is so good. We're going to let you hear that coming up as part of our NFL Blitz. Meanwhile, Mike, we've been talking a lot about Bryce Young. We said yesterday, for those who missed it, there are rumors out there that Carolina may try to move him. They may try to trade him. Baker Mayfield was asked after practice yesterday. Now, he has no connection. He knows Dave Canales, who's the coach.
But he knows what it's like to be a marginalized quarterback yeah. who's been drafted with high expectations and feel like the rug's been pulled out from under you.
And so he's in Tampa. Here's what Baker said about Bryce.
Quarterback's hard, especially for young guys, when you're not surrounded with the pieces that you're not given the opportunity to have success. A lot of the time, guys have the talent. They might have the brains, but they don't have the right opportunity, the right fit. I mean, I'm sitting here right now in a way better fit than the other places I've been. And that's not to put other teams down, but it's a matter of the pieces around you, the coaches, and for Bryce, a guy that I can relate to this, finding that belief within yourself again, and he'll get it. His story's far, far from finished.
But it's going to depend on, again, he just said, I'm at a place where I'm far more comfortable. That's what has to happen for Bryce, if, in fact, they have completely given up on him, and that everybody seems like that's the case.
Look, if Sam Darnold continues the track, it's only two games, so obviously we can see the wheels come off there, but Sam Darnold's trying to reinvent himself there. Looks like Zach Wilson will never get a chance to reinvent himself anywhere, but, you know, Jim Plunkett's the one I always come back to, a guy that was, you know, kind of left for dead and came back and made it happen, won two Super Bowls with the Raiders. But, you know, Chris Chandler was another guy. Chandler was left for dead before we took us to a Super Bowl here in Atlanta. He was a guy that everywhere, for right. guys who don't remember, younger guys, Chandler, he was called Crystal Chandelier. Guy took more punishment than any quarterback I've seen in Atlanta.
Big hits.
But he would, everywhere he'd go, they'd draft a quarterback. You know, he was in Tampa, it's Steve Young. He goes to Houston, it's Steve McNair.
Correct.
Comes here, it's Mike Vick. But the dude certainly gave you two really, really good years here in the A.
I would agree with that. Hey, man, headlines, as always, brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. And this hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season. Go to mancavestore.com. As we're talking about what's going on around the NFL, we do have a Thursday night game, Mike. We talked about it, Jets-Patriots tonight. It's a six-point game, right? Yes, I thought it was 6.5. I guess it's come down to 6 now. Jets' favorite.
Jets' home opener for them because they've been on the road to start the season.
Does that mean he's going to carry the flag and do all the stuff he did last year for that home opener when he got hurt?
Yeah, actually, he's going to carry the flag. Then he's going to sit Indian style and drop acid at the 50. It's going to be pretty
Then they're going to darken the stadium?
Darken the entire stadium. Home.
Yeah.
Okay. Home. Hey, one last nugget for you. We'll give you some headlines. We love golf, and Carl and I want to see the best golfers on the Ryder Cup team. PGA announced today that the LIV Golf for players will be eligible to play in the PGA Championship and U.S. Ryder Cup team moving forward.
That's good.
So we've had this, you know, separation. It looked like they were flirting last year, and then everything kind of blew up where nothing was rocking and rolling. Koepka got to play last year because there was a period of grace. But moving forward, this means that, you know, for the next Ryder Cup in 25, that means Bryson DeChambeau could be there, which is great, you know, if Keegan Bradley decides to pick him, and probably will.
And he will. He will. No, there's no doubt. Listen, for all the conversation about the money and the stuff that we talk about.
You want
about,
the best wherever they're playing, the best American golfers should be rapping America, period.
I want to win the Ryder Cup.
Right.
That's all there is to it. I don't care. So I that's a good step moving right. forward. Now what we need to do, and they're still a long ways away from it, is combining LIV and the PGA back together and whatever that's going to be. All right, man. We're live at Twin Peaks, Buckhead. Come on through. We're here until 7 o'clock. We've got a lot more to dive into. When we come back, we're going to let you hear from one owner, Mike, who says that he's had a coach that hasn't been able to win in the playoffs, and that's the only thing he kind of regrets.
Oh.
Also, Caleb Williams getting smacked around. And people are talking about that incident that Mike brought up yesterday where, you know, Caleb really, it seemed like, didn't want to hear from one of his counterparts.
Yeah, and that guy talking about it as well. We'll explain.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.